we will welcome in Dr. Michael Roizen, who is co-author of the best-selling book, You Staying Young, The Owner's Manual for Extending Your Warranty, in just a few minutes. But first, though, a few words on the financial health of Wisconsin Public Radio with Talk Director Cheryl Gasser. Hello again, Cheryl.
Hi, Joy. We are happy to report that last hour, we heard from 8 members of Wisconsin Public Radio, 2 new members. Thank you so much, whether you're new or renewing. We raised right around $1,100 to Wisconsin Public Radio in support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Missed our goal of $2,000, but still wonderful to hear from all of you. And now a new goal for a new hour. We need to raise $6,000 by the end of this hour, by 8 o'clock this morning, and we have some special incentives to encourage you. We know you pledge for the programming, but we have some special incentives.
Well, we know that health is an issue that matters to you, and your body is an issue that matters to you, and this book that we're talking about this hour with Dr. Roizen, You Staying Young, The Owner's Manual for Extending Your Warranty, has all sorts of information on how you can extend your warranty, how you can live longer and live a better life longer. And this is a book that comes highly recommended by Dr. Zorba Pastor. And it's one reason why we took a look at it and thought, hey, yeah, let's talk with Dr. Roizen about these issues in his book. And let's offer listeners an opportunity to support Wisconsin Public Radio, get some great information in the form of this book. For a pledge of $150 to Wisconsin Public Radio during this hour, and you'll get this huge book, You Staying Young, The Owner's Manual for Extending Your Warranty. So you'll help out yourself and you'll help out Wisconsin Public Radio, which provides you programs too that also help you. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org to make your pledge of any amount. Pledge $150 a year or more if you want the book.
And we'll also send you at that level the member benefit card. It's a year-long benefit entitling you to 2-for-1 entrees at over 200 restaurants around the state of Wisconsin and in border states, as well as 2 nights for the price of 1 at bed and breakfasts, 2-for-1 admission to arts and cultural events around the state. Just our way of saying thank you to you for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Both of those things, the book and the member benefit card, coming to you for a pledge of $150 a year or more. If you like, you can pay for it all at once, put it on a credit card, or if it's easier for you, you can break it up into monthly installments. Either way, you can pledge online at WPR.org or call a friendly volunteer. We'll talk with you at 800-383-9772.
The book has all sorts of up-to-date information on the science of our bodies and what things like hormones and other things do to the aging process. And it says here the core of this landmark book are the major agers, 14 biological processes that control our rate of aging. And some of these you've heard of, some of them you haven't. And there are a number of things you can do to counter these major agers. And the book has a 14-day plan to help you along your path of staying young. So if you choose to, you can follow this 14-day path to extend your warranty. Get it? You know, mm-hmm. Dr. Roizen, maybe listeners haven't heard a lot about Dr. Roizen, though he has been the co-author of a number of books with Dr. Oz, you know, Oprah's
mm-hmm.
doctor.
Yes,
a lot of us have seen Dr. Oz on Oprah, and this is his co-author in all of these books, You on a Diet, You Staying Young. Well, you, dear listener, are very important to Wisconsin Public Radio, and your pledge is very important to Wisconsin Public Radio because 30% of our budget comes from listener contributions, and you can make one right now by calling 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
A third of our budget from listeners just like you. That would be like, Joy, you've got 3 hours in the morning. That would mm-hmm. be like an hour of dead air. That would be like 20 minutes of every hour of programming not existing. But it does because of listeners like you and listener support. You are responsible for what you hear on the air if you're a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. So thank you so much if you already belong to the Wisconsin Public Radio family. If not, please step up to the plate, do your part, help support what you count on. hour after hour, day after day. You learn something new every day, every hour on Wisconsin Public Radio, and that's worth a contribution at 800-383-9772 or WPR.org. And your pledge really will extend the life of Wisconsin Public Radio.
You know, Cheryl, I picked up this book on my own at the local bookstore and brought it home, and I couldn't find it. And I asked my husband, where's my book? He said, oh, I've got it. And I'm looking here. He's got it dog-eared throughout the entire book. So he's going to apparently take this 14-day plan here to stay young. How about you? Our health is important to all of us, and staying young, not from a vanity standpoint, but from a health standpoint, is important to all of us. And there are a lot of things that we can do, including getting enough sleep. You will be surprised, maybe not surprised, but how important it is to floss your teeth every day. Mm. A simple step like that can help you live longer, and we'll find out why when we welcome in our guest. But right now, we wonder why you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Is it because you enjoy hearing a wide variety of guests on important topics, political topics, health topics, so a wide variety of things that we converse about on the Ideas Network? How much is that worth to you in terms of a financial contribution? Is it worth $12.50 a month? Isn't that a $150 contribution?
Yes, it is. Break it up monthly if that's easier for you, or simply more convenient. Become a sustaining member to Wisconsin Public Radio with a monthly contribution at 800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Last hour, you heard politics. This hour, it's your health. Joy covers it all, and she does it with wonderful guests, great callers. If you've called in, you know how wonderful it is to have access to guests like Dr. Roizen and ask the questions that you have on your mind, take part in the conversation. We couldn't do it without you, and we could not do without your support at 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
I'm going to figure out where all these different dog ears. There's also an exercise program that you can follow. The book talks about yoga, talks about meditation, talks about some gentle stretches that you can do and to help extend your warranty. And you know, Cheryl, we do have a special yoga event also coming up, a special listener event for those of you who want to try yoga or who maybe have done yoga before and would like to do it with a group of people from Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio listeners. I think this is going to be a blast.
Sounds fun.
I have been doing yoga for a number of years. I love yoga. I do it for my health. I do it for balance and strength and flexibility and
stress reduction.
Stress reduction, the meditation aspect of a yoga. And I thought, Zorba was on the program with me a while ago, and we were talking a little bit about how beneficial yoga is to your health. And I thought, hey, Zorba, why don't we have a yoga party? Let's introduce listeners to yoga. Now, he's not a big yoga. I mean, he doesn't practice it, but right. He's done it a couple of times in the past. And so then we asked Tom Clark, who co-hosts Zorba Pastor on Your Health on the weekends with Zorba. And I thought, Tom's never going to do this. And Tom wants to do this. So join Zorba Pastor, Tom Clark, me, and Cheryl, you're thinking of being there.
I would love to be there. If there's room, I will be there.
We want to invite you to come to this special. It's a beginner's yoga class, a yoga 101 class, so don't be intimidated, followed by a wonderful, healthy meal, light meal of all sorts of wonderful things, smoked salmon and vegetable,
goat cheese,
this and that.
It is
a wonderful menu, including strawberries with dark chocolate on them, of course, dark chocolate. This is, we would love to have you at this event on April the 5th, a Saturday afternoon from 2 until 4 in the afternoon at Bliss Flow Yoga in Fitchburg, which is near Madison. When you donate $400 or $34 a month, you will be not only supporting the programming that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio each day, but you get a special invite to the yoga party, our special thank you to you. Yoga with Zorba Pastor Tom Clark, Joy Cardine, and listeners like you. How about it? $400 is the pledge we ask for one ticket. $800 if you'd like to bring a friend. 1-800-383-9772. We have limited tickets available to this. It's going to be a small event. We have 20 tickets left. So please do join us, and don't delay in snapping up these yoga tickets, yoga party. It'll be a lot of fun. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Pledge at any level. Any amount makes you a member. And again, for $150 a year or more, we'll be happy to send you Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's book, You Staying Young, 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
All right, Cheryl, we'll talk to you a little bit later. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 19 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, February the 13th. Happy to have you with us for this part of the program with Dr. Michael Roizen, who is co-author of the best-selling book, You Staying Young, the Owner's Manual for Extending Your Warranty, and welcoming your questions about how you can lengthen your life and enjoy it more, too. Our call-in number is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. We welcome your questions about the aging process and how you might thwart that aging process, or at least slow it down maybe a little bit. You Staying Young is the book, the Owner's Manual for Extending Your Warranty. We talked about this a little bit earlier. This is a book that comes highly recommended by Dr. Zorba Pastor, our own Dr. Pastor, who you hear on weekends here on the Ideas Network. And we are happy that Michael Roizen, MD, can join us by phone. He is professor and chair of the Division of Anesthesia, Critical Care Medicine, and Pain Management, and chief wellness officer of the Cleveland Clinic, co-founder and originator of RealAge.com website, and co-author with Dr. Mamet Oz of You on a Diet and You Staying Young, the Owner's Manual for Extending Your Warranty. And Dr. Roizen joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. I wanted to make one change in what you said. You said because it was sunny, it was good to get your vitamin D today.
Isn't it good, a little bit of that?
Well, you want sun, but the sun does not have enough energy in Wisconsin between, and in fact, any place north of Los Angeles and Atlanta, any place between October 1st and April 15th to convert inactive to active vitamin D.
No fair.
So in fact, well, when it's been studied in Milwaukee, 87% of people over the age of 65 are short of vitamin D, even for bone health, between by the end of April. So in fact, and that is one half the amount that is needed for either heart, and about 3/8 of the amount, considerably less than is needed for immune health. So that's why Mehmet and I strongly believe that everyone, especially north of Atlanta, unless they're going to spend a lot of time in Cancun or someplace south of there, but that everyone north of there take a vitamin D supplement of 1,000 international units of vitamin D3. Since it's very hard to get in food.
Well, I'm glad you clarified that. So during the summer, though, we get some vitamin D from our sun, though, right?
In fact, if 10 to 15 minutes of sun without sunblock is what you need. Now, let me go in without sunblock. Sunblock takes the SPF, which is the B rays, takes about 15 minutes to activate once you put it on your skin. So if you put it on your skin as soon as you go out in the sun, which we believe you should have it as soon as in the morning, just as you start to leave the house, then you will get enough in 15 minutes if you're in the sun for 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things on your list of six everyday basics to do every day. Take your pills is one of them, and so you recommend vitamin D. What else?
Well, another one that we recommend that is short is omega-3, and DHA is the active omega-3. DHA, and you don't have to know it, but many mothers know it because it's in infant formula. 99.8% of the infant formula in America sold has DHA in it. Why? Because if you don't have it and your child is infant formula fed, their IQs 2 years and 6 years later are about 20 points lower than if they had DHA in it. So it's very important for infant brain development. But but it's important for all of our maintaining brain integrity, and it's the one that helps dilate the cardiovascular, that dilates your arteries significantly. Mm-hmm. So that's what you want. And the amount of DHA is 600 milligrams, which equals about 2 grams of fish oil if you want it in fish, or that is fish oil supplements, get DHA, EPA, or if you want it in the actual fish, it's about 4 ounces of fish 3 times a week. So you can get it in fish. If you don't like fish oil because of the taste, you can get it in from algae. DHA, that's where the fish get it from. So algae DHA capsules at 600 milligrams.
Mm-hmm.
Third thing to consider taking is aspirin if you're, that's two babies, or half a regular aspirin if you're over the age of 35 in a male, or over the age of 40 in a female. That's when the benefit exceeds the risk. Obviously, aspirin has some risks, so you shouldn't do anything I say without talking with your physician.
Mm-hmm.
But that's especially true with aspirin, and especially true if you do extreme sports. So you go downhill skiing and don't wear a helmet, or you like to drive at 95 miles an hour down the streets of Madison, then you really do want to have not have aspirin, because it does have risk of bleeding.
Yeah.
The other thing, I'm going to put one more thing in, consider taking. We've had 22 million people have taken the Real Age program, the nutrition program at realage.com. It's a free program. And of that, only 150,000 get the right amounts of the rest of the vitamins and minerals from diet. So it's possible, but it's not likely. So I take a multivitamin, half of a multivitamin tablet, morning and evening, as a insurance policy against an inadequate diet.
Yeah, and flush all those down with plenty of water and maybe some green tea.
Right. Green tea has a lot of oxidants in it, antioxidants in it, and seems to be a beneficial substance when you look at both maintenance of weight and longevity. So we say have a couple glasses of green tea and some water every day. For those who don't like tea, coffee has a lot of antioxidants in it, too. So for those who are avid coffee drinkers and can't stand tea, you can do it that way, too.
Yeah, now this was a tip that I know it's important to floss my teeth, but that's right up there on the top of the list practically in order to extend my warranty. Really? That's that
right.
Important?
Right. The gum disease, that is what we're talking about. One of the things to do in those six is to consider taking the pills we went in. Another one is, and just to show you how potent it is, we give it equal weight, is to floss your teeth and see a dental professional every 6 months. Why that? Because gum disease, that is periodontal disease or disease of the where your teeth are held, sets up an immune reaction which attacks your arteries in your immune system, making it more likely that you get heart disease, stroke, impotence, wrinkles, even more likely that you get certain cancers. So one of the easiest ways you can prevent those is say, I've got a checkoff list and I floss my teeth every morning, and I see a dental professional every 6 months. And another thing to do along those lines, although we didn't put it in the book this prominently, but we've since believe it is in fact flush your sinuses out with a neti pot. That is, put some warm salt water and rinse your sinuses out. We popularize the neti pot.
Mm-hmm. In fact, we picked one up, and my husband uses it now because he does have some sinus issues, and it's helping a lot. I thought I saw a picture in the book of it, but maybe it's not.
No, there is a picture in the mm-hmm. book of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the correct spelling. There are 4 different spellings of it, so it's got a funny spelling in one page in the book and a different spelling on another page. It's the only thing we know we were totally inconsistent on in the spelling in the book. But if you go on the Internet, it's NETIPOT. And again, Mehmet and I vigorously maintain that we don't have conflicts on any of these things. So
And so even if we don't have sinus issues, go ahead and flush out our nostrils with a neti pot?
Yeah, the reason is because the area of your body that produces more nitric oxide than any other is your sinuses. And so when you deep breathe, if you have plenty of nitric oxide in your breath, which is what happens when you deep breathe and have clean sinuses, you dilate those breathing tubes, and that makes it easier for you to breathe and makes your breathing if you will, better for exchanging oxygen and carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
So it's a very easy way of making it easier for you to breathe.
I want to talk a lot more about exercise in our next segment and meditation, but first let me go to Laura in Madison. Hi, Laura.
Hi. So why isn't any of this covered in our health insurance? Do we really know what is the aging process? Is it shortening? How does any of this lengthen our telomeres? What's the science that backs this up?
Well, in fact, Laura's asked a great question. What happens to telomeres? In fact, we believe telomeres correlate strongly with aging, but there are 14 factors. Telomeres is just one of those that we know of that relates to aging.
In 30 seconds, can you tell us what a telomere is?
Yeah, the telomere is the end of your chromosome. It's like the aglets or the plastic ends of your shoelaces. It has to be long and good to function, and the length of it correlates with your physical, that is the actual age of your body, what we call your real age. And so when we come back, we'll talk more about how you can do that. And in fact, all of the processes I talk about actually help lengthen your telomeres, which helps preserve your stem cells so you can repair your body.
Excellent. We will check news and then we'll continue talking with Dr. Michael Roizen about you staying young. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine at 7:36 on this Wednesday, February the 13th, talking with Dr. Michael Roizen, co-author of You Staying Young, the owner's manual for extending your warranty. And we're welcoming your questions for him at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Dr. Roizen, just before news time, we heard from a caller who wanted to know what exactly is the aging process anyway. Had some other questions, but why do we age?
Let me go and specifically address part of her question. She talked about telomeres, and what we do is if we eliminated all cancer, we'd live, typically the American would live 3 years longer. Cancer, heart disease, and stroke, the big three, about 9 years longer. But most of us believe you can live 30 or 40 years longer than you would normally expect, and that's by treating aging at the cellular level. She talked about one of the 14 processes at the cellular level, telomeres, which are the ends of chromosomes, and you've got to have long ends to be able to duplicate. Now, I'm going to get a little complex for her for just a second. There are three methods of measuring telomeres, what's called Southern blot, PCR, and flow. They have not been used in what we call intervention studies. That is, what does vitamin D do to the specific person? But what we know from some large-scale studies, is everything that we mentioned elongates the telomeres. Everything we mentioned you should take. So DHA does that. Vitamin D does it. Decreasing inflammation by either flossing or aspirin does that. Meditation does it for blocking stress. Stress is the greatest shortener of our telomeres. And just walking 30 minutes a day has been shown in a few small studies to lengthen telomeres. But what we know with each of those is from both intervention and epidemiologic studies, intervention with every one of those I mentioned, that you can, in fact, both live not only longer, but with less disability. So you're actually changing your rate of aging. We believe that's because what happens is you have stem cells, every one of us does, in our bone marrow. And if you use them, and you use them to repair things, and that's part of the process. All of us will have things that break down as we age, but we also have about 7 excellent repair mechanisms, including stem cells. And in this case, keeping your stem cells viable. And that, every one of the things we talked about, not only lengthens the telomeres, but it also keeps longer-lived stem cells alive in human bodies. We don't know if that's the mechanism. But what we do know is these things relate to longer life for each of us.
We'll go now to Sally in Eau Claire. Hi, Sally.
Hi, Joy. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if your guest has any information on Americans' high sugar consumption and its effects on our aging or premature aging, and I'll take my comments off the air.
Yeah, thanks. Kind of a whistle there. She wondered if high sugar consumption influences premature aging.
It is high sugar consumption at once. That is, if you have 4 grams of sugar per hour, that is small amounts, you don't have the problem. But if you have it all at once, so if you will, the average soda has around 30, the average full calorie soda, that is regular soda, has around 40 grams. So you're getting 10. So if you spread that out over 10 hours, no problem if you didn't have any other sugar. But simple sugars do cause us to age. The reason they do that is they break down the junctions between our cellular integrity. That is, our cells are joined tightly together, and that if you get a sugar level that's roughly above 106 for your coronary arteries, 190 for your kidney arteries, that you start to break down those junctions and the processes that join them. And we also know from the studies of type 2 diabetes that just controlling blood sugar into a normal range by exercise, and why does exercise do it? That is, just walking increases the ability of your cells to take up blood glucose and keep it out of the blood. Just doing that, in fact, those little things make a great big difference in the length of life and the complication rates from diabetes. So simple sugars of themselves, not bad when done in a high quantity, that is more than 4 grams per hour, they do start to age us.
Thank you, Sally. Luba in Madison is with us now. Hi, Luba.
Good morning, and an interesting program. I was curious when there was a mention of the nasal bath. Now, would steam inhalants do approximately the same thing, and would you use that with or without salt, and is it unhealthy to use the salt?
Did you catch that, Dr. Royce?
Yes, a neti pot, the way you do it is, in fact, you put warm water. The reason you do warm or body temperature water is if you get cold water up into your sinuses, you'll feel like you were in a torpedo. Mm. So you want warm water, that is body temperature water, not hot, but just body temperature water, with an amount of salt. The reason the salt is there is to help clean it out. You don't absorb the salt. You don't absorb any of that fluid. In fact, what you do is you put it in, and if you look at the diagram in the book, you can put there's a video that is on YouTube of one of our patients doing it. You just hit it, neti pot, NETIPOT. It's also on Oprah.com and RealAge.com, and you can link to it on the NPR and your NPR site. You'll see how to do it, and it does clean out sinuses. Does a inhaler do it? We don't know. We think it's a mechanical washing process. There haven't been good studies comparing inhalers to neti pot. What we've been impressed with since we've done it is that there's a huge number of people have written us and say this is totally change the way they breathe.
Mm-hmm.
We've found a tremendous success with it. It's very low cost, obviously. After the first use of the packages that come with the neti pot, you'll find out, and there are a whole bunch of different companies that make neti pots. We don't know of any differences. But after you first use it, you'll find out the right amount of salt shaker salt you can use with the warm water.
Yeah. Now, realage.com, your website, will tell you that while you might have a certain age chronologically, depending on your health and lifestyle, you might have a different age.
Correct. Your real age is the actual age of your body as opposed to your calendar age. So I'm calendar age 62, but my real age is around 43 and a half.
Ah.
And everybody can have, it's not that hard. I mentioned five things, actually, or six things if we add sleep, the right amount of sleep. If you do those six things, you'll be about 14 years younger compared to the typical person, assuming you do the the average of everything else.
Oh, yikes. So that means I'm a lot older than my real age or my calendar age because I don't get 8 hours of sleep a night?
No, radio and TV hosts are some of the worst at sleep because you got to be. Many of them get up at 3:30 or 4 in the morning to prepare for their shows. So what you want is the right amount of sleep for you, which is usually 6.5 hours or more. But a lot of radio people, and you may be one of them, who has an early morning show, will take a nap in the late afternoon so they can go to bed at a regular time. And as long as you get what you need is 90-minute periods of sleep so that you get your REM and slow-wave sleep, which are the restorative parts of sleep.
Good to know. Kurt in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, in reference to the sugar comment about sugar, I guess it's bad news for two groups. I'm not a chocolate fan, but I know a lot of people who are. And I'm a red wine fan, which is, high in sugar. So how does that fit?
I'm going to tell you a couple tricks. So if you have a few nuts, and I'll tell you exactly what I mean by that, 30 minutes before you have the red wine or any wine, or before you have food, you slow your stomach from emptying. And by slowing your stomach from emptying, you stop the what you would call fast sugar rush. So one of the tricks to do it, and our parents used to do it, and it was absolutely right, is before breakfast we would get cod liver oil, right? And cod liver oil is something that has oil in it and is the right amount. Before dinner, they'd have a few, if you will, walnuts or pecans or almonds. It takes 6 walnuts or 12 almonds or 20 peanuts. That's in walnuts, that's the halves, or in pecans or almonds, it's the whole thing, and in peanuts, it's the whole peanut, meaning one, if you will, nut, not the half nut. So it's 6 walnuts, 12 almonds, or 20 peanuts gives you the right amount of fat to slow your stomach from emptying, and by slowing your stomach from emptying, you'll slow the rush of sugar.
Okay, great. Good to know. I wanted to ask you a little bit about meditation and or yoga. I saw a little blip in the book that you recommend yoga to de-stress.
Right. There's a yoga toolbox at the end. I know you've got some of the people who pledge will get a
yoga party.
A yoga party. And that's great. And it's a 101 because what people say, especially men in my generation, is I'm so inflexible. I can't possibly do that. But in fact, what you'll find is if you start to do it over a 14-day period, you'll start to really see a change in flexibility. It's really dramatic. So start to do it. There is a yoga toolbox in the kit and on the website in addition. And what it basically is that anytime we refocus our attention, and when you're doing yoga or when you're doing meditation, and meditation, the easy way is put your fingers on your belly button and close your eyes and then breathe in and out, trying to move your fingers in and out. But basically, it's refocusing your attention so you can't think of anything else but what you're meditating about. That is, your belly button moving or the yoga pose, etc. That clears stress and helps you deal greatly with it. Stress is the greatest ager that Lauren asked about. Telomere stress in all the studies is the greatest shortener of our telomeres. In fact, people caring for parents with Alzheimer's disease have some of the shortest telomeres there are, and they do need stress reduction.
Dr. Roizen, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk with us and our listeners. We appreciate it.
My privilege, Joy.
Dr. Michael Roizen, author, co-author of You Staying Young, the Owner's Manual for Extending Your Warranty. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. That's a little upbeat yoga music to get you in the mood for the Winter Pledge Drive and our yoga party. One of our thank you gifts during this hour for your pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, I'm Joy Cardine along with Cheryl Gasser. And Cheryl, you've tried yoga before, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been doing it for about 3 years. Not nearly as long as you, though, Joy. Mm-hmm. How long have you been at it?
Oh, I can't even count. Probably more than 10 years, I know that. But on and off, different mm-hmm. Types and different classes, different instructors. I really enjoy it, though. I feel good doing it, and I love the meditative quality of it as well as the physical qualities of it. And I want to remind listeners, we just heard Dr. Roizen give it a stamp mm-hmm. of approval, too, as an important way to help your body and your mind. 1-800-383-9772 is the number to call if you would like to pledge any amount to support Wisconsin Public Radio. Pledge $400 if you would like to attend this very special yoga party. It's a yoga 101 class, a beginner's class, so don't be intimidated if you've never done yoga before. But if you've been doing it for a while, you'll have fun, it'll still be fun. So this is a yoga class that we're holding on April the 5th, a Saturday afternoon at Bliss Flow Yoga in Fitchburg. It's near Madison. I'll be there. Zorba Pastor will be there. Tom Clark will be there. And listeners like you will be there. Listeners who want to try something new. Listeners who care about their health. Listeners who want to say hi to Zorba and Tom and to me. 1-800-383-9772 with your pledge of $400 for one ticket to this party, or $800 if you want to go as a couple. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
A pledge of any amount will help support Wisconsin Public Radio. Do something good for your community. You can donate to Wisconsin Public Radio. Do something good for yourself. With the pledge of $400, you'll pick up a ticket to the yoga party on April 5th with Joy and Zorba and Tom Clark. Seeing Tom do yoga, that's worth the price of admission alone,
yeah,
I think.
I'm surprised he wants to do it, and that's good. Tom's staying young and young at heart mm-hmm. and wants to help Wisconsin Public Radio at events like this, and wants to help Zorba Pastor on your health and all of us in trying to stay young. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. But remember, any pledge makes you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Every single pledge counts toward our goal this hour, which is $6,000. And so far, about $1,600 raised toward that $6,000 goal. So a nice start, but we're almost at the end of the hour. So want to encourage your pledges of any amount, including a pledge of $150 a year during this hour, Cheryl, for a copy of You Staying Young.
It's a very, it's a big book. It's got a lot of information, a lot of illustrations, talks about the foods to eat, the importance of sleep, which exercises are best, like yoga, like Dr. Mm-hmm. Roizen was just talking about. And we know that you care about your health. You care about the health of public radio, and a pledge of $12 or 50 cents a month or more, we'll be so happy to send you the book, You Staying Young, as our thank you gift, along with the member benefit card.
The member benefit card entitles you to 2-for-1 entrees at a whole bunch of restaurants, more than 230 restaurants, and almost 50 cultural attractions, more than 50 bed and breakfasts all over the state. So you get discounts at all of these places when you show your member benefit card, yours for a pledge of $10 a month or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. We're suggesting that pledge of $150 gets you both the book, You Staying Young, and the member benefit card. And just about 6 more minutes in the hour to ask for your support at that level if you want these thank you gifts. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Or WPR.org. If you care about your health and you wonder about the aging process, you wonder about the science behind what can help reverse or slow down mm-hmm. the aging process, you'll want to help Wisconsin Public Radio with your pledge and pick up a copy of this book, You Staying Young, the Owner's Manual for Extending Your Warranty.
And the key message in this book, Joy, really is, according to Dr. Roizen and Dr. Oz, your health, your aging is really largely in your control. There are mm-hmm. so many things you can do, from the foods you eat to flossing your teeth, getting a good night's sleep, the exercise you do, the stress reduction that you practice. And we all want to live a better life, and public radio helps you to do just that. It keeps you informed, whether it's politics or health. Whatever the level, we want to hear from you now, but again, this hour for just five more minutes, six more minutes, you can pick up a copy of Dr. Roizen's book, You Staying Young, $12.50 a month or more, and the member benefit card.
Yeah, pledging is fast. It's easy. If you call, a volunteer will just ask you some basic information about how much you want to pledge and whether you want us to send you a reminder in the mail or whether you want to put it on a credit card right away. It just takes a few moments, or you can do it on our secure server at WPR.org. Call 1-800-383-9772 and tell the friendly volunteer that you want to help support the financial health of Wisconsin Public Radio, that you want to pledge whatever the amount is you want to pledge. And if you want the book, say, I want to pledge $150 or more, and please send me You Staying Young, 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And we'd love to hear from new members this hour, whether you're newer or newing, we want to hear from you. But a special request for new listeners to Wisconsin Public Radio, or people who've been listening for a long time, maybe you just never taking the step to become a member. You've always meant to do it. You just never had the time. Joy's right. It takes 2 or 3 minutes. You're done. You're on your way. You let us know who you are, how much you'd like to contribute, and whether you'd like to pick up a copy of Dr. Roizen's book. Give us a try. Wisconsin Public Radio actually has a money-back guarantee. You make a pledge, you don't like what you hear. I think that is very unlikely, almost impossible. But we'll give you your money back, and it's just our way to ensure that you enjoy what you hear throughout the day on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Almost $2,000 raised toward that $6,000 goal. So time is short, $4,000 still to raise in about 4 minutes. That sounds impossible, but it's not. Not with your help. And every single pledge counts. We do these goals one pledge at a time. We want to stay on track during this pledge drive, so please don't put it off. If you're thinking about calling in a pledge sometime during the drive, do it now at 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org. You Staying Young, the owner's manual for extending your warranty with Dr. Michael Roizen, was the topic this hour, and it is our thank you gift for your pledge of $12.50 a month or more. And you can pay for that monthly, too.
It's a hardcover book. It's been a bestseller. It's packed with information. And it really is a lifelong reference guide, just like Wisconsin Public Radio, lifelong learning. You learn something new every day. This book, you're going to learn something new on every page. Yours for a pledge of $12.50 a month or more. You can help us reach that goal. You will make a difference with your pledge at any level to WPR.org or 800-383-9772.
Thanks to Joe and Jean in Lake Geneva who called in a pledge this hour. They pledge because they like the variety of programming that they hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, thank you very much, Joe and Jean. We do have a wide variety of programming. Richard and Delavan pledge because he thinks it's quality programming. Thank you very much. It's quality programming, and we have a variety of programming because of listener contributions, because of pledge drives like this one when you call in your pledge at 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. The $150 pledge gets you the book as a thank you gift, but it goes toward paying for all of what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio.
You can put it on your Visa card, your MasterCard, American Express, Discover. We can send you a reminder in the mail, and you can send us a check. You can set up a monthly electronic funds transfer. The options are there to make it as easy and convenient as possible for you. Any amount makes you a member. We want to hear from you this hour, but just a few minutes left to pick up Dr. Roizen's book, You Staying Young, for a pledge of $12.50 a month or more to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Well, over $2,500 raised now toward that $6,000 goal, about $3,400 still to go. You can continue to call through the news and continue to support Wisconsin Public Radio with your pledges of support of any amount, be it $10 a month or $100 a month. You decide. If you'd like the book, You Staying Young, we're asking for a pledge of $150 a year or more to support the service that you're listening to right now. You Staying Young, the owner's manual for extending your warranty. Just a couple of minutes left. You can call through the news. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Cheryl Gasser, thanks very much.
Thank
we'll
you.
Talk to you soon. And thank you so much if you've called in a pledge or if you're a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. If not, there's still time. 1-800-383-9772.